Hi all. In this session, we will discuss about self-talk and how it remodels our self-image. The brain is a very complicated mechanism. Even though we have sent machines into outer space and have learned a great deal about the planets, we still know relatively little about how the central nervous system works. Obviously, the brain is the cradle of all our thoughts. Many philosophers believe it's also the center for our spiritual activity. We know that the central nervous system is similar in some aspects to a computer. Just as a computer contains thousands of circuits which operate through a series of electrical impulses, our human mind starts recording information from the moment we are born. As we listen to someone speak, the organ of Corti in our middle ear picks up sound waves from the person talking and converts them to electric impulses, which are sped along our neural pathways to the brain. Like a computer, we can store data from the outside in the memory section of the central nervous system. But we are much more complicated than even the most sophisticated computer. The most advanced computer has thousands of circuits. Our brain contains billions of neurons. The recording process of our brain is the vital in terms of shaping our self-image. We start receiving messages even before birth. As soon as we enter this world, our mind picks up both on verbal and non-verbal signals. Fortunately, most of us are given highly positive strokes by the way of touching and soothing words from parents and others. If we don't get a strong dose of love right away, we are emotionally handicapped. Infants who get the message that they are loved and accepted start forming positive images. On the other hand, those who receive negative or mixed images start developing negative self-images. This sets in motion a self-fulfilling prophecy cycle. Whether we like it or not, our self-talk has been controlled by what others say to us. People around us have a great role in shaping our self-image and influencing us. The self-image we carry around today has very little to do with how we actually look or how intelligent we are. It consists of a combination of all the messages we have received over the years and which we have stored in our central nervous system. The attractive stewardess who kept telling herself she was dumb and ugly is one example of negative self-talk. But the process can work in reverse. Continuous positive self-talk can act as a protective barrier against some severe blows that some of us have been absorbed. The self-talk is an integral part of our thought process. The process which emphasizes controlling thoughts to control moods. If we can change the thoughts, we can change our mood. The advice from Proverbs: as a man thinks in his heart, so he is a profound principle of human living. It's also a principle which is far easier to repeat than to put into practice on a daily basis. It is hard, but we can do it with practice. We can control our feelings through self-talk. It is an advice that has been around for a long time. This is a practical method used by actresses and actors. The great legends of theatre don't feel in advance all the emotions they are supposed to, but they go through the steps of imagining the character they are playing, and then they try to capture the required mood. By changing the thought and reconstructing the language, we can change the mood. So, let's try to apply this technique of positive self-talk and remodel ourselves. Thank you for listening.